Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Wednesday, January 20th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Wednesday marked the turning of the tide as Joe Biden was sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. He has promised to, quote, restore the soul of our nation and put an end to 4 years of executive ruckusness. A Democrat from Delaware, President Biden has quite the extensive resume. He represented the state in the U.S. Senate for 36 years and then went on to be the vice president for Barack Obama for 8 years. Biden is wasting no time in getting to work. Among other executive actions, he is expected to end the Trump administration's travel ban to some Muslim-majority countries and rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement. In his inaugural address, Biden called for unity, declaring his hope to restore America to the respectful institution he loved before Donald Trump took office. He asserted to the crowd, quote, "Together we shall write an American story of hope, not fear. Of unity, not division. Of light, not darkness. A story of decency and dignity, love and healing, greatness and goodness." It took us a while to get here, but there's no stopping us now. The United States finally has a woman as one of the top leaders in the country. Kamala Harris was sworn in as vice president on Wednesday, becoming the first woman in American history to hold the nation's second highest job. Not only is she the first woman, but she's also the first person of color in the role. As the daughter of immigrants from Jamaica and India, Vice President Harris is the first Black vice president and first vice president of Asian descent. She previously served as a senator from California and as the state's attorney general. Twitter has proved that, yeah, Donald Trump is the only president banned from the platform. For the first time in 2 weeks, the president of the United States has a Twitter account after Joe Biden was inaugurated as commander-in-chief on Wednesday. He took control of the POTUS Twitter account at noon, coinciding with his swearing into office. The Twitter accounts for the vice president, White House, press secretary, and FLOTUS also transferred over to the Biden administration. Unlike his predecessor, Biden is not expected to make Twitter his central form of communication to the public. Amanda Gorman presented a moving poem during Wednesday's presidential inauguration. The 23-year-old and Harvard graduate shared her piece titled, "The Hill We Climb," to celebrate the incoming administration. She told the crowd, quote, "While democracy can be periodically delayed, it can never be permanently defeated. In this truth, in this faith, we trust. For while we have our eyes on the future, history has its eyes on us." The poet reportedly finished the piece in the hours after the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th. Gorman joins Robert Frost under President Kennedy and Maya Angelou under President Clinton on the short list of poets to perform at a presidential inauguration. Yes. Even though today has been a great day, it still had its setbacks, one of which being former President Trump's final farewell after leaving the White House. Hours before Joe Biden was even sworn into office, Trump refused to attend the inauguration and, instead, headed to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland for his last rally with his beloved sycophants. Though he claimed he supposedly wished the new administration the best of luck, the one-term president still went on to stress that his campaign, quote, got 75 million votes, an all-time record by a lot for sitting presidents. Dude clearly has not gotten over that he lost the 2020 election, not to mention that he got 74 million votes, not 75, But that does not even matter considering that Biden won with 81 million votes. Nonetheless, Trump also rambled about, well, nothing, really. His speech was largely uneventful and very clearly unscripted. CNN reported that Trump's aides had prepared a speech for him that featured, quote, more gracious language about the transition, but that plan clearly went out the window. Like her husband, Melania Trump does not seem to do well with goodbyes. The former first lady reportedly could not summon up the energy to write her own farewell notes to her staff. According to a report from CNN, she instead made an unnamed lower-level East Wing staffer write the notes, supposedly in her voice. Then she signed them herself. Sources close to Melania told CNN that she was totally checked out, just wanted to go home, and was not sad about leaving the White House. Melania, girl, we're not sad either. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.